But see, well, I was with a medical outfit, and we stationed with a general hospital over there.
So that was in. So you spent what, 2 years in France?
In England and in France before we come back here. Yeah. Three in the United States. Because I was stationed in Palm Springs and all up in the Fort Lee, Virginia and all those places. I ran into more, God, we had more fights in the United States too than, oh God. They, we had I'm gonna show you how this thing worked. We had a cadre going from Fort Lee, Virginia down to Camp Livingston, Louisiana to start a new company.
Yeah.
And the guy we had in charge was a real light black fella. He swore that he could jump the fence anytime he wanted, you know, become white. And they gave him the meal ticket. We hit Paris, Illinois, and he went in a restaurant and asked the guy if he would feed us. The guy said, yeah. And when we walked in there, man, he said, if you don't get these black bastards out here, I'll kill all of them.
Oh, my God.
Another time he was still with us. I was glad we got rid of him. He was down in El Paso, Texas, and he got drunk. See, and we were supposed to take him on to California, and he got drunk and went in a white barn, sat down in there. I sent one of the sergeants in there to get him, and this was a sergeant, black as tar. He walked in there to get him, and he snatched him off the stool, and man, they didn't, you know, and by less than 5 minutes, they had enough police all over the place. They swore that this black soldier was beating up on him and everything else. Then the last time it was a deal, we was coming back, and we was out there in Louisiana. We had a lieutenant with us, and this lieutenant was sitting with one of those Creole girls. And one of those white sailors walked up, that man grabbed her up and slapped her till the slobber come out of her mouth, and said, what are you sitting with this black bastard for? And for then they started fighting on the train. The man pulled an emergency call, and the train stopped, and all of them fell up in the corners, sliding all over the place.
Oh, that's senseless.
Yeah. All fighting for the same cause, too.
Would you ever hear any names for Russians or Czechoslovaks?
Reds? Now, for Czechoslovakia, no. I mean, I never heard any, you know, other than you would call them, I guess, short for Czech or something like that. But the Russian, the Reds.
Lithuanians?
English? No. The Englishman still was English, and the Bobby was the Bobby over there, so.
Irishman?
Just Irish.
Scotchman, or?
And to show you about this deal, now you want to know something. In a little before I was born, to show you how the Irish and this deal that's gone. I had a man who was related kind of to my grandfather, who was black as tar, and he had an Irish wife. I'm talking about back. See, but the Irish then wasn't counted as nothing.
Yeah.
See, and then her sister come to live with her, and he stayed with them, and they had two sons. No, three sons. And two of those sons married two of my, the aunt that I was telling you about, two of those married two of my aunts. And they were one of the couples out there, one of the families out there that wasn't related to the family. Now he lived out there and raised those kids, and he had two white women living in the same house.